A white Nashville officer is under intense scrutiny after fatally shooting a black man while he was fleeing, allegedly with a gun. Now, as Officer Andrew Delkey faces a homicide charge, one Vanderbilt sociologist has crunched years of his traffic stop data. And as WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, it suggests some trends in his style of policing.
Vanderbilt doctoral candidate Peter Valier worked on the high-profile Driving While Black report, which used Metro Police data to show that black drivers were being stopped far more often than white drivers. Activists cited the report as proof of racial bias, while the Nashville police chief called it morally disingenuous. Valier doesn't side with either. He says data shows action, not intention.
We can show that there's a really substantial racial disparity between black and white drivers in Nashville. What we can't show is that officers are intentionally targeting black drivers.
Which is why he was initially reluctant to do a quick analysis of Delkey's traffic stops. But last week, after gathering more department-wide data, he published the findings on his website. He looked at every traffic stop Delkey made and compared those findings to other officers who worked in the same zones.
I find that in the majority of zones where he's patrolling, he is making more stops of black drivers than the average officer.
Also, Delkey searched those black drivers nearly three times the rate of his fellow officers. All of this doesn't indicate Delkey shot Daniel Hambrick because of his race, but Valier says the data can suggest that Delkey may have had a more aggressive style of policing than many of his colleagues.
And we can say that it probably should have had increased attention before he had an adverse encounter.
When asked for comment, Delkey's attorney, David Rabin, said this kind of study is, quote, fundamentally flawed because Delkey's assignments changed over time, which could have impacted who he interacted with. Most recently, he was on the Juvenile Crime Task Force. But the Nashville Police Department says it's already doing a version of this data analysis. A spokeswoman said it was deployed in 2016, and in the last round of citations based on the data, eight officers received, quote, some form of follow-up. She couldn't say whether Delkey was included in that group. For WPLN News, I'm Maribyn Knight.